Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 215. Today is Saturday, May 9th, 2020. I am your host, Lita, and joining me this week over on this side is my co-host, Niecy. Hey, Niecy, how are you?
Hello, I'm all right. How are you doing?
I am doing good. I am doing well. Thank you for asking, but I am more super excited to have a catch up with this wonderful person. So yay. Taco is back. Yay, woo, yeah. Taco in the house. Whoop, whoop. I don't even know. Taco, hey, happy post-birthday celebration time. Yay.
Yay. I made it. I made 37. Now I just got to make 38 next year.
That's it. That's the way to go. Just take it one step at a time. Absolutely. But thank you. Thank you for coming and doing a catch up. We want to be like, hey, you know, what have you been up to? We know you're busy. You've been busy in IRL as well as the game and other things. So we thought, well, let's find out what you've been up to. So tell us, what have you been doing other than celebrating birthdays? So again, happy birthday. For your birthday. And so what you been doing? Tell us about it.
IRL, I'm an essential employee at a healthcare type thing, so working a lot. Mm-hmm. Hazard pay.
Yes.
Any overtime is now double time, so I'm trying to get as many hours as I can.
Oh, nice.
And pretty much that's really the only thing that's changed, except for the gym has been closed. Because, I'm a nerd. I like to play a lot of WoW, a lot of everything else. Just been playing a lot of games this week, streaming some, just lamenting the loss of the best party ever, which would have been Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday. But no, everything is still closed here. And just kind of resurrecting my love for 120s on World of Warcraft, playing some of those, and just kind of relaxing a little bit. No overtime this week, so
okay,
taking a breath, a little bit of a breath for once.
Nice, yes, because being an essential worker as such is, it's all been, I'm going to take it. I know it's been crazy where I am, so I'm guessing pretty much the same for you.
Yeah. Very much the same. Just, and they already canceled the county fair here, which is huge, big, or not industrial, big agricultural area here.
Yeah.
So it's not a good feel in the air around here. So it's nice to be able to log on and just avoid the outside world for a while, more than normal. So
yeah, totally understand that. Absolutely.
I guess it happens. Just trying to make it day by day.
Yep, I think we all are doing that, which is the part. But again, everyone just stay safe. Just please stay safe for yourself, for your family, and for other people. I think that's the main thing to know. So, yeah. Alrighty. Niecy, what else do we have for Taco?
Okay. So, what has been your fondest WoW Challenge Tune memory so far? I have one of my own of yours, but I want to hear what yours is first.
Well, I've had a couple, and I was going to make notes on here, but then I decided, I'd have to say my favorite memory would be my sneezing death.
Yes!
It was after the good stuff being played. Yeah. And I just sneezed, didn't take my hands off the controls, and fell to my death.
Yes.
Had one this week, which I'll cover that in the week in WoW.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of, you know, that, but another one probably just... Oh, no, that'll be covered in the next thing. A lot of, actually, my WoW challenge tune memories have been interacting with people either on my stream or something and just laughing and having fun and usually laughing at my own stupidity because I die a lot. I think I lost 8 tunes this week, but they were all under 30. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a rough week.
I feel bad your sneeze was like my favorite like memory that you shared with us, and I'm like, it's kind of like a dick move to think, you know, that's your favorite memory of someone sharing.
I laughed about that.
It's the most unique one I've ever heard, so it's really stuck with me.
Yeah, probably another WoW challenge tune memory, even though he doesn't really play anymore. And it's been the same with other people, but like when I randomly ran into this person and ended up being Spoonie, you know, and we used to play together quite a bit, and it's just, you know, just a lot of, I know, even though it's more WoW challenges, not a specific tune, it's just meeting people, you know, Stir making fun of me every time I die, and, you know, asking about the donuts, which, who knows what I'm going to put in the donuts, Stir. But the Guild Coroner's office is full of death donuts from me this week.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, just a question, a side question to deaths, because we, you know, we do know deaths is a big part of playing any tune, and especially a challenge tune, because that means, unless you're doing a 10, it means you're done. Like, basically, you're done. But for you, when you die, what's your process? So, do you straight away delete, re-roll, have to take a moment to gather yourself? Like, what goes through Tarko's head once you've lost a turn? I'm just, you know, I'm curious to know.
Normally, I always will put everything in my... I don't put stuff in my bank on tunes. I will send it to my bank tune. If there's nothing on the auction house, I'll just delete the tune then. But, I mean, I sell everything on Worm Rest Accord because it's amazing what stuff will go for. And one tune I had died at level 19, and it had 22,000 gold on it. And that's about average.
Nice.
It's pretty lucrative. But then if there is stuff on the auction house, I wait till it cycles through. If it sells, great. If it doesn't, if it's a green, I send it to my another kind of bank tune I have that's an enchanter. And then I just delete the tune. Mm-hmm. There was one. It was Angry Taco, a mage that died a couple weeks ago at 64. Yep. I just went ahead and played that one to 120 and just put on heirlooms and just went, and I've been playing that quite a bit. That's the only time I've really done that. I don't do the whole tune or Iron Man thing because, well, usually most of my tunes are Bloodthirsty or Green Man, so I can't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, I could, but I just make new ones. A lot of here hold my beer moments.
Yeah. Show title right there.
Here hold my beer moments, yeah.
That's it. And my pen decides not to work. Here hold my beer moments. Hold my beer. Hang on. Writing down. Okay. No, it's intriguing because obviously we all have, you know, different ways that we cope and what we do and what might work for one tune. You know, you might have a bigger attachment to it than to other tunes. So... yeah, it's always interesting to see. So, but for you, I know you've been a huge advocate of doing teams. So I want to know, how have the teams been going?
Well, I'm kind of twitching from withdrawal.
Okay.
Jang, we played one time after Jang's last appearance, and we haven't played since then. 5 iron. I kind of got him addicted to 7 Days to Die, so we haven't been playing much. And I can't seem to con anybody else into making team tunes with me.
All of Taco's team partners, you're on notice.
Well, I have one. I even have a team with Azzy and Stir that we haven't played in months, and I still have that tune.
Yeah. 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 Is that called, like, well, hint, Azzy, Stir?
Well, Azzy, I play on a dedicated Darkness Falls server, so you're welcome to join.
Azzy's got a new computer, too, so, you know, should be no DC deaths at all. Hey, Azzy.
Well, he almost dies as much as I do. No, it's, you know, I like teams. I prefer to play with other people than by myself, but I like to keep the team. I mean, I would do a team with more than just one other person. That's fine. Yeah. But it's just the logistics, getting everybody together at the same time. But yes, if anybody wants to do a two-man team, I'll do any kind of team. Let me know.
There we go. Nice. And it is definitely a different dynamic doing a team. I mean, both myself and Nisi as well, we have been in teams, and it can be quite a lot of fun. And I know I've caught you and Five doing the streaming the teams at various stages, and it's always good to have a little chuckle. So for the teams wise, I know we were talking about deaths, but what do you think has been the worst or most embarrassing way that you've lost a team?
Well, I wouldn't say it's embarrassing. It's just worse. It was straight up assassination of Five Iron. The game assassinated him. We were both flying, and he just dismounted, fell to his death. This is like we were in the 70s, I think. And it didn't shoot me down. Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything. The game just, I guess, like... probably the embarrassing ones are the ones where it was my fault. We've lost a lot of teams. And yeah. I think only... I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Five. I think 2 of them were my fault.
Not so many.
I play better when I'm on a team than when I'm solo, so you know. Hint, need more teams, partner.
There's another story.
There was not really kind of embarrassing or whatever, just one where I backed up into another mob, wasn't even paying attention. I was like, oops. But I think I kind of laugh and brush it off, you know, a little bit, but it is what it
is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it helps to have a very understanding teammates. I think, you know, when you've got a team, you need someone that you gel really well with, because it is that, you know, that team dynamic of understanding and playing and all of that kind of thing. So, yeah.
And I do gel well with Five. We always have a 2-seater mount. He navigates. I put everything up on the auction house. I play the auction house game.
Works.
It works. We
works
make money.
Well. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to pay attention 3/4 of the time. Good.
Nice. That's always helpful. Always helpful if you don't have to pay attention all the time. So I get that. I get that. Absolutely. And I mean, is there any team that you've not tried? Have you done an iron team? You've done blood and green.
I've done some iron teams with Spoonie. I think my one with Jang might be iron. I don't remember, because we haven't played much.
I don't get... are you trying to tell him something? I don't get it. Don't.
Well, mostly me and Five were doing bloodthirsty ones, but there was one where I accidentally equipped a green, but we hadn't registered yet. So we just went ahead and did green man, but our green man ones were playing like bloodthirsties.
Okay.
So it's like, that's, a little overpowered sometimes, but, you know, that's happening.
Yeah, you get there. Absolutely. Alrighty. Nisi, what else have we got?
So, what advice would you give anyone wanting to try a challenge tune, or maybe try a challenge team? And you have any helpful tips or tricks that you've picked up over the many iterations of tacos that there have been.
You mean O-Cats, because I have to spell my name backwards because I keep getting reported.
I know. What's up with that?
It's on RP servers. Mm-hmm. But don't play if you have blood pressure issues or if you get angry easy, because you will more than likely die. If you're me, you'll die a lot, and you got to have fun with it. You can't either that or have a really big backup stash of keyboards and mice. challenges aren't for everybody, and that's, you know, that's okay. And I'm not an Iron Man fan. I mean, I'll try one occasionally. It's just not for me. I more like the bloodthirsty stuff. I like just standing and shooting, or just, you know, narrowing it down to a few mobs. As far as tips and tricks go, be prepared. Be prepared to die. And it's said so many times, and it's true. Clear your way to a mob. Make sure you have an exit path.
Yes.
Make sure you know on your keyboard where your buttons are for things like shadow meld, or if you're a hunter, disengage, or something like that. Don't, and I don't remember who said it. I think it was one of you two. Keep your setups the same on the same tunes. Like if you have multiple warlocks, keep everything the same, because you misclick and you hit soul, you know, I don't know, fear instead of a dot.
Yeah,
you're gonna get more stuff, you're gonna die. It's just pay attention, but have fun, because if you don't have fun, it's not gonna be worth it.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably, you know, that's the one thing that I think is a massive, you know, whether it's a normal tune or a challenge tune, for me every single warlock is set up the same, every single hunter, every single priest, you know. So if I need to go to my oh shit button, it's the same no matter what tune it's on. But I think it's definitely be prepared to die. If you don't die and you make it to max first pop, yay, but be prepared. It does, you know, normally it does happen.
You try it sometimes, you know, because you've got the PC boss, you've got the, oh, I didn't know it did that boss, and you've got the taxi boss. And, you know, you've got all kinds of things that have been happening this week, especially. We'll get into that later, but yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and same, and yeah, Mrs. Rucker, she said, but also back to my favorite death. If you have to sneeze or something, you hear a noise, take your hands off your keyboard and mouse.
Just be like, oh, nope, nope, yes.
Yes, just do the hands up.
Hands up. That's it. Hands. Oh, there's another show title. Hands up. All right. that's exactly right. Because it's, you know, that fraction. You know how fast a sneeze happens, and it, you know, you've got your hands where they shouldn't be, and that happens absolutely. So yeah, you get that, Mrs. Rakuru.
There's a show title. Don't put your hands where they shouldn't be.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Hands up. Don't play with by yourself. Thanks, Azzy. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Mrs. Rock Guru was saying, also watch where you're walking. She got her latest Green Man killed when fell off Windrunner Tower in Ghostlands. Yes, definitely.
Ouch.
Yes. Yes. I must admit, a long time ago, I lost a tune there. Did exactly the same thing. Was looking for the water and fell straight in the wrong spot. So I feel your pain on that. Yes. Grand Negus says, yes, make sure you can play the tune in your sleep with eyes closed and your hands tied behind your back. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, that happens sometimes when I get off work in the morning, but I'm not tired enough to go to bed. Yes. I do kind of sleep.
Yeah, like there's different levels of being tired and sleepy, isn't there? Like I always say, don't play when you're tired. But there is different levels. I can play when I'm tired. It's just if I get to that point where I'm like really tired, I don't touch a challenge tune. So all got to find that
my
level.
My head bobs forward or my eyes close for an instant. It's like nope, but
yeah.
Time to shut down, walk away.
Yes. Exactly. But not absolutely. Knowing where, you know, knowing where all the buttons are, knowing where all your spells are, knowing where, in particular, if you get into trouble, what do you need to do within that, like, fraction of a second that you've got to make that, I need to get out of here, knowing where those buttons are, and, like, reflex being able to hit it. That can be living or death. So, you know, that's always a really good point. So on that, absolutely. Anyway, let's find out how you've gone this week. You said you've lost 8 toons, Al. What happened? Yeah. Tell us.
A lot of them were, like, I tried a warrior. Mm-hmm. I got it to, like, 12.
Okay.
You know, stuff, trying stuff I hadn't done before.
Yeah.
Tried a demonology warlock, died at like 13. I have another one that I'm actually trying a little harder on, and it's 20 right now.
Okay.
But just trying new stuff. Kind of going balls to the wall, for lack of a better term, on other things, and just seeing what I can do, and kind of a unplanned clearing of my list.
Mm-hmm.
just kind of a relaxed week, just because it's been so hectic at work. I have been playing, I did boost a shaman to 120, so I've been doing that and playing Angry Taco, who's also 120 now, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of getting reacclimated to the game, because another game I've been looking forward to recently is coming out on PC the end of the month. So I'll probably be playing that, but giving mm-hmm. my challenge tunes some love, because I have plans for a green man that I want to start that I was just thinking about.
Yep.
But just not playing as much as I wanted to, but with the nature of my job, I have to make sure I'm rested for work.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't pay attention, people can get seriously injured.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You need to, like, IRL does come first, and you need to, you know, rest and make sure you get that. So, absolutely. Has this been your worst week death-wise, like losing 8 toons?
No.
Or, I was going to say, haven't you had one that you lost more?
Yeah, I had one. There was, before I got this computer, I was losing like 3 or 4 a day.
Right.
Because I'd start them. And stuff would just go wrong. A lot of that was just clearing my list this past week. But mm-hmm. my computer, I'm looking at it lovingly right now. You know, bought the parts on sale, Black Friday. It's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. It has helped so much.
Yes.
You know, maybe I'll have to... Oh, I gotta blow that thing out. It's dusty. just, I think my worst week, I want to say it was 14.
Okay. But that was on the old computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was one week where Five and I think we lost like 2 or 3 teams in a day.
Uh-huh.
And they were at least 30, if not in the 50s. I don't remember exactly how much or how high they were, but
mm-hmm.
yeah. I think that was also when the time where Five flat out got assassinated.
Uh-huh.
So, I've had some deadly weeks, but I'm still at it.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, a credit to, you know, off you go again every single time. It's fantastic. Like, it's so good to see people. This is Taco just gets right back in there and off she goes again, and it's amazing. And so, you know, real strength of character.
The thing that's helping right now, especially with losing, you know, even though I didn't care a whole lot, losing, you know, 8 in a day,
yeah,
is the XP buff.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much easier, so easy to get back up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yes, Winds of Wisdom again. We all say thank you very much, Blizzard, because normally we do not get anything like this, or you'd have to click it off. So we are very, very fortunate. Yeah, Yes, absolutely. So, well, that's, I mean, I'm sorry you've had a rough week with the deaths, but that's, I mean, it's good that you're still going and having fun. I think that is the main thing, enjoying all the things as well as the new computer. So, so happy you finally got it. Yay. That's exciting. Did you post a photo of it? Do I remember?
I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, this is the first one. I didn't build it, but, you know, it was, someone helped me pick out the parts, but, you know, I look at it and I used to think of the ex-boyfriend who gave me the case for my birthday last year.
Yeah.
But now I just think, I love this thing. Let's go kill more tunes.
Yay! Yay! You know, why not?
You can, it is always great. And then you're not sitting there wondering, am I about to DC or is my spell, you know, is my computer just taking that long to kick the spell off? Like, what's happening?
Well, though they have been digging a lot around here, they are upgrading to fiber optic.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Because we're a rural area and they got a huge grant. So, and that's going to be cheaper than what I currently pay once it goes live. So,
it'll nice. Be- okay.
We have that option here. They put it in after dragging their feet almost by 6 months after they said we were going to have it, and we ended up switching back to our old company because we got tired of waiting for it, and then they put it in like right through our front yard, and I'm like, really? Okay, well, now we're stuck on the other company now for a while because the other people in this house need to have TV, so
oh no.
It's always
it sucks.
That's yeah. Always the way. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Taco, and good to catch up and hear how your week's been. So obviously commiserations on those that you've lost this week, but it is so good to see that, you know, you're, I think Rude said, great spirit to pick up and just keep going. And we wish you the best of luck with
yes.
With
and all I do play better teams. On teams, hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Hint. Big, this, you know, hang on, get let me get this right. Big advocate, Taco, is for teams, people. So anyone wants to try teams, please get in contact with Taco. All right, yep. Niecy, I'm guessing you haven't done much this week, you know.
No, actually, I didn't do that much. numerical-wise, I didn't do that much.
What have you been doing?
I've pulled things back just a little bit since... We're coming into a new thing. So, since I didn't know for sure when Shadowlands was coming in, because we didn't have a date yet at that time, that I started to get this thought in my head, I was like, well, you know, I really want to get a few things cleaned up before the level squish. So, yes. So I've pulled things back in a little bit. I don't know why, but I guess I wanted to get the XP from Children's Week, so I pulled out my pacifist, and I did hit level 99 between Darkmoon Fair
nice.
And some of the Children's Week quests. I didn't do all of them. I only did about half of them, and I was like, meh, I'm done with this. So I found like a dig site or two that I was like, oh, I don't know about this, but you know, I tried it, and then I got through that, and then I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, she's at 99. I was like, I can't finish out the week on 99.
Yeah.
And we still have the buff thingy. I was like, let me look at these dig sites. And I had one that, I had two that I was like, oh, they might be doable. I don't know. So I went out there and I had one in Wormscale Bog out there by Mud Sprocket. And I could not remember how tightly packed it was, but I knew the crocodile issue underground could be a thing. So... somehow I got through that dig site. I'm like, okay. So then I went to my next one, and that was in Frost Whisper Gorge, I think. I don't know, somewhere in Winter Spring.
Yeah.
And I'm digging away, you know, and I'm landing on top of all the high points that I can that are in the dig circle, so I can do my survey as safely as I can. And I hopped down to the ground to do my final dig for that piece, and out of nowhere a warlock comes running by me and poofs something like 3 feet to my left, and I'm like oh my god. I was like, nah. I grabbed my thing and I got back up in the air. I'm like, where did you come from? And I'm like checking my kills and stuff, and Russell's like, what's the matter? I said, somebody just killed something next to me. He's like, oh. And I was still clean. I'm like, okay, we're good. So yeah. I'm trying to avoid them because I'm like, I want to finish my dig site.
Yeah.
And they were clearing stuff out. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe I can grab that. And before the mob respawns. And then they hit something else that was like right next to me. And I'm like, oh, I need to get out of here. I finished it and mm-hmm. left. I'm like, okay. Well, then I had another scary moment somewhere else. I can't remember which dig site it was. But I'm like trying to get this one thing. And the mob kept walking back over top of it. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, you just move. And so finally it walked away long enough for me to quick grab it and get out yeah. of there. Mm-hmm. And I managed to get to 100. I'm like, that's it. I'm done. Back you go. I'm done with you for a while. You know, if you get to 120, great. You probably won't, but that's okay. Because I'm like, yeah, no, that's enough stress for today.
Still 100. Grats.
Yeah, I did hit 100, and nice. Yeah, so no, Russell's like, well, how close do they have to be to get a prox kill on you? I was like, I don't know. It seems to be a grand mystery as to when it triggers and when it doesn't. And
we do not want to find out. Did you tell him?
Yeah,
did you say we do not want to find out?
If I start playing again, you know, maybe we'll test that. And I'm like, yeah, okay. we'll see. I did some work on my iron this week. Grumpy Soul got to 57. I was just about to ding 58, but I was like, you know, I've had enough this week.
Yeah.
I can only handle ironing for so long in short bursts.
We can all, you know.
Same. I was going to say same with me, but that's referring to clothes.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, no, I've had enough now. And I was like, let's not do anything silly just to try to ding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my two big girls on my bloods worked on. I got the Warlock to 117 from 116.
Nice.
So she's got 3 weeks to go in theory.
Well done.
Hopefully. And I had a scary moment on her this morning. I don't know what's going on. But,
okay. What happened?
I don't know if I hit too many spells at once thinking they were going to go through.
Yeah.
Or if BFA and Tear Guard Sound was being silly. Because sometimes it'll get a little sluggish with your spells going through out there. And I'd hit health funnel. And I'm like, where's the beam? Where's the beam? Why am I not seeing anything going to the Void Walker? And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, no. I like froze. I took every finger, hand, thing off the keyboard, mouse. And I'm just like, oh, God, no. Finally,
hands up in the air.
Over. Yeah, it finally kicked over, and like everything finally caught up with itself or went through.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I was like, okay, we're done for today.
Yeah, yeah.
I hearthed her. I'm like, we'll finish her up on stream. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, no, do not want. So then I was working on Soul Snuffer.
Mm-hmm.
I got her to 105 to 106 on my stream on Wednesday.
Nice.
And then off stream, I got her to 107. And she's about maybe 60%, 40% from hitting 108 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I'm trying to push her to get her there. Don't know if it's going to happen because I don't know how much BFA grinding I can take in one shot. But we'll see.
Yeah, and what are you grinding through? The still the foxes?
No. In BFA, I've had to shorten my path from the paladin. I'm doing a very small circle. When you come into Tierra Guard Sound going towards Fox Hollow Woods, there's like a little camp on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that camp, there's a bird in the air, a fox on the ground. I hit those. There's a deer on the left on the road, then a fox. And then I turn around. I hit the group of deer and the bird right near this ramp going up. Hit the fox, two foxes, bird up there. And then I come down and hit the elementals and the skeleton and then keep doing a circle. That seems to be the safest circle right now that I have found out there with minimal flying hazards.
Okay.
Because, you know, Voidwalker likes to pull things that it shouldn't be pulling. And, yeah, no, we don't want any unexpected friends.
Yeah.
So, it's the safest one I've been able to find that doesn't drive me entirely crazy. And I don't get a whole lot in the way of money because it's all beasts, basically, that I'm killing. But I do get quite an interesting amount of vendor trash, dollar-wise.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's like one or two things can be worth almost 16 gold apiece, and I can get like almost 5 or 6 of each thing through my loops. So,
okay,
it's not bad.
No, it's getting there. Like, it's really, really good. 2 levels on the priest this week.
On the priest.
Well done. And
unexpected gold is always nice.
I love the vendor trash in Legion, actually, where I'm grinding, because you get the unexpected gray that's worth like 95 plus. Don't get it often, but you know, I've gotten them where they're 96 gold, 105 gold, you know, and I'm like, oh sweet, now if I could get a couple more of those, that would be great. But I have gotten a couple purple world drops on that priest grinding in that same spot in Azul.
That's always handy. Fantastic.
Yeah, I seem to get them like earlier in the level or the leveling process when I get out there between 98 and maybe 103 is when they seem to drop the most. But
okay. All right. Well, still, I mean, well done. 100 on the passy. Fantastic.
Yep.
And seems to be going well on blood thirsties. I'm not going to say anything more than that. Just keep going. Just keep killing things. I don't want to do anything. So I'm just going to say, just keep going. All right. All right. All right. That's it. That's all we're saying. Right. All right.
Keep my head down.
Keep your head down. Yep. Nobody distract her. Just let her go kill shit. Basically. Just do that.
Discord.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Behave.
Well, yeah. Fingers crossed. Okay. What have I done? I must admit, it's been a crazy, crazy, crazy week. And, I have been, again, pacifist is just, it's all about the pacifist. Honestly, you know, it's just one of those things. Not killing. Who would have thought? Again. Anyway, I was leveling my so-called baby Passy, and we had an unfortunate incident over in Loch Modan with the Trogs, and I lost her at 35, so,
Yeah, I winced when I saw that. I was like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, the Trogs, it's like one of those things. Someone must have just gone through a few minutes earlier, so there was a few around, and I was heading in to get the Explorers League document, and just as I'm coming, you know, I've just come there, I'm looking, I'm like, right, everything's, you know, looking around, everything's okay. The rare comes over the top of the little hill, and just as he comes over the top, just as I'm making my way back down the path, he's coming over, 2 more Trogs spawn right where I'm standing, which put me out of stealth. So somehow they hit me. I come out of stealth. I'm surrounded then by 4 Trogs, because there was 1 padding from down where the little what do you call it, like the little veranda porch thing that you walk up, and there was 1 on there. So there was those 4, plus there was the rare. So I go running and I so I hit the dirt really hard. It was one of those things that I just sat there and I kind of went, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Always be wary if there's no mod when there should be.
Now, is there a reason that you use the gnome rogue over, like, the night elf with the...
Well, I've already done the night elf. I've done the night elf, so, you know.
That's what that one was. Okay.
So I wanted to do something different, and I thought, well, we'll try it on the gnome. So I've got no shadow melt, absolutely. So I'm like, no, damn it, we're going to do this. So then I went and I stripped her down because she had a bit of gold. You know, I cannot delete my tunes. I just can't. I have to send everything across. So I did all of that, and then I deleted her. But then we made another gnome rogue because I'm like, damn it, we're gonna do this. So yeah, so that was probably about 4 days ago. She hit 21 last night. So
that's not bad.
Not bad. I haven't been going gung-ho, but I will tell you this, even with the Winds of Wisdom buff, and thank God we do have it, because I'll probably still be trying to get to level 5. The hardest thing about a pacifist, the absolute worst thing about a pacifist, is 1 to 5. You get to 5, and yeah. it is good. But getting to 5 so you can get your professions, so you can start to do your herbing and do your mining or whatever you're going to be doing is just like, I'm running everywhere. I did find a very interesting thing though, because Dark Moon Fair has been this week. And I really wanted to get her to the point that I had, 75 on each of the professions so I could go to Darkmoon Fair and obviously make it worthwhile. I managed to do that. But at level 3, I hit Stormwind. And I'm running through Stormwind and I'm like, right, hey, there's a quest up here. Hang on, that looks too early to be for, the guy that gives you the wine one.
Level 4.
Yeah, and I'm like, hang on, I'm level 3. Well, guess what? It was the Darkmoon Fair mage saying, hey, go to Darkmoon Fair. So you get it at level 3 now. They've changed that because it previously was level 5. So I don't know when they changed that, but I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to Darkmoon Fair because I want that. I want some gold and I want that bag. So I took off down to Darkmoon Fair to get that. And then I had 10 gold. So I was like, right, I've got enough for professions. So I'm okay. And I've got a 16 slot bag. So yay, that is fantastic. But I don't know when they changed it. So
yeah, I mean, like, you could get there before just going to the portal, but yeah, I thought she only gave it to you at a certain level, like the actual quest.
It's normally been level 5, so I'm not sure what's happened, but maybe it's got to do with the scaling changes and all of that that's coming in. So technically, level 3 is, the old 3 and what the new 3 is going to be might be different. But I'm like, hell yeah, of course I'm going to do that. So so that helped. Yes.
I wholeheartedly agree with that level 5 thing. But I think, Lita, you just convinced me to try another passy, because the main reason I don't like them is that level 5 grind. I would just take off, use the toy for the flight paths, and discover around those to get to it. And that even took so long.
Yeah, and then you've got to look for your flights if you don't have any gold. So obviously, if you've got to look for those that you can just do free flights with, because if you've got like 20 copper, that's not going to get you far. So,
that's kind of why I'm afraid of losing Gentle Soul, because... Mm-hmm. She was made back when you could start your gathering professions at 1.
Yeah.
She's been around the block for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want anything to happen to her.
So all I can say, Taco, is if you're going to do it, as soon as the show's over, go do it, because Darkmoon Fair is still up at the moment.
On that one.
Yeah, which I'll talk about in a moment. But the other thing that I did do was I did jump into Alpha again this week. And, oh, dear Lord. Anyway, it's really hard to have your eyes, shut and try and play. So you're not... I'm trying not to spoil, the new stuff. But I made a level 57. That was one of the things that was up, and I thought, right, I'll make a 57 and let's see how we're going. And I stripped her off of everything that I could, and unfortunately, because I don't No, I somehow got myself a helper, and in the end, I was like killing stuff way too fast, even like stripped down to naked. And I'm like, right, I want to go somewhere else so I don't get this helper. But the quest line took me to this part, and I was like, God damn you, don't you. So I it's and I'm trying not to look at anything. I'm just trying to look at a mob and focus on a mob and kill it.
Yeah,
So
I mean that's the tough part about being in the alpha and the beta when you don't want to, when you still want to be surprised, but yet you can't be to a degree if you're doing the testing. You have to kind of pretend that you didn't.
So so I'm playing around. I want to make a couple of different play around with a couple of different things. So we'll see what we come up with this week. There's lots of like there's obviously it's in alpha. We've still got quite a ways till we get to Shadowlands actually being out, but that's it's all looking very interesting. So I did make a warlock. It wouldn't let me for some reason make an undead warlock, which I thought was very strange. I don't know why. So I made a troll warlock, and took her through. It did give me options also for all of the allied races that I could make any single one of them. So I thought that was interesting. The UI, there is some changes definitely to the UI stuff. So the login screens and it's so there's still a lot going on. It's yeah, it's we'll see. We'll see how we go. So I'm still playing around. The level 50 I made last week, I deleted her because I still can't get my body back. So it was like I don't even know how to get it. Yeah, so I gave up trying to res and I just deleted her. So I've still got some of the baby ones that I'm playing around with. So we'll try and have a bit more of a play on them this week. But yeah, we'll see. It's looking quite interesting. So I can't give you numbers on things that I can hit at the moment, but we will get there. So yeah. So that's pretty muchly been my week. So yeah. So let's talk about some new stuff, 'cause we have got, hang on, where have I've already hidden it. What have I done with it? Here it is.
Get there.
No, let's play it. Come on. Sometime today would be good.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft. There
Oh, there it is. Found it. All right. Nailed it. Yep. All right. So, couple things. As I was saying, now Darkmoon Fair is still there. It is only there for a few more hours. It is going away very soon. So, if you want to try a Vazivest, go make one right now. Go get there. Get to level 3. Get to Darkmoon Fair. Get some gold. Okay, get a bag. But yes, Darkmoon Fair will be ending today, tonight, whatever time frame you guys are in. I think it might have maybe another 3 hours. I'm not sure. I can't remember time frame.
Midnight server for North America.
Okay, so practically, yeah, maybe a few more hours. So for those of you trying to wanting to do that, and obviously we've still got the Winds of Wisdom buff, which we cannot remove. People ask regularly about it. Please, you can't remove it, guys. The same as with the rep one. If you're 110 to 120, there is the rep buff that pops up. You can't get rid of them. So Blizzard has given this to us, and because you can't remove it, just go forth, have say fun. Thank you, have fun, go level, good luck, all of those kinds of things. Now, was there any other bits and pieces before I talk about the next thing, Nisi? I was trying to think. I thought there was something else that I had to mention, but mental blank, it's kind of gone. No?
I don't think so. The next event we have coming up isn't until next month.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think there's a couple of little ones. We've got the
micros in between, but I don't think they were anything all balloons.
Balloon days.
The balloon festival's coming up. I don't think that's really going to be a problem for challengers as long as the balloon doesn't phase out from underneath of you.
Yeah.
Do it your own risk. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's ever happened. You never know with the way things have been behaving.
I was going to say, balloons in Gadgetstan, just probably avoid it. Like, anything. Just avoid. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, micro holidays aren't always intended, you know, for your challengers. Maybe just air your mane out for a little bit.
So yeah.
Just plus, they don't wave to the people up in the sky, you know, whatever.
And a lot of times the micro ones don't actually give, like, XP stuff. It's just more, you know, just go do this and you might get a buff or something like that. So, you know, just avoid them. That would be the best way. And as Alminia says, always carry gliders. Absolutely. Goblin gliders. I think there's, you know, various gliders. If you can afford to go to the auction house and buy a couple on whatever challenge tune you're on, like, seriously, do it. Have it in hotkeyed to that oh shit button somewhere, that as soon as something happens, you gotta hit it and keep yourself safe. So challengers are not supposed to go on holidays. Good work, Grandagus. I like it. All right, Fair says one saved her today. Oh, so glad, Fair.
Yeah, I was gonna add that in later on the thing.
Yes, exactly. All right, now I have got one more piece of news that I want to make mention of before we get into the state of the challenges. So, starting next week, we have got a contest. So, it will, all the details, other than that, this is all that you're going to get, okay? This will go up onto the website if Alminia hasn't already got it up there. But next week, there will be a contest starting, all right? That's all I'm saying. It's there now. Thank you, Alminia. Thank you. It's been up for 30 minutes. Good. Yeah, sometimes you just got to drag things out to make sure things happen. So, yay, all right? Okay, so it's going to be, again, a lot of fun, and we will see how everything goes. Everything will be revealed next week, okay? So, some more fun, so we'll see how that goes. All right, ladies, state of the challenges. Let us see how everyone has gone this week. So, Taco, can you take the irons for me, please?
Ooh, there's a lot of death donuts from this list. Number 10, we have Liriana at 76. Number 9, we have Iron Bubble at number 8, we have Azzy at 80. Number 7, Jangler B at 88. Number 6, Iron Star at 93. RIP. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
And number 5, we have 98 at 96. RIP. Number 4, Farakiri at 96. Number 3, we have Jangler C at 98. Number 2, we have Excellent at 114, RIP. And number 1, we have the Guild Coroner, Mr. Death Donut himself, Silly Stir at 118, also RIP. Where's my donuts?
Yeah.
And who picks up the Guild Coroner's body?
Yeah. back up.
Thoritz's his girlfriend.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, punched in the gut. Lately. DC deaths. So sorry. That's rough. I tell
y'all. Ugly list.
Yeah, that is, well, that is very ugly. Absolutely. Commiserations, guys, because there is some very high numbers all within that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Bloods. Niecy, what have we got on the Bloods?
Alrighty, my home away from home. The blood list. Alright, so 10th we have Stormlight at 23. 9th we have Yzdranja. Sorry, at 30. Yep. 8th we have Ensorcel. That's really hard to say at 43. I don't know why, but I have a really hard time saying that one. 7th we have Hunter Zortz at 45. 6th, we have Murloc Killer at 46, but you are red flagged for too many quests completed. 5th, Zaya Bicey at 52. 4th, Blood Cell at 52. 3rd, Bloody Path at 83. It's nice to see Path playing again. 2nd, Soul Snuffer at 107. And 1st, Soul Stoned at 117.
Nice. Alrighty. Pacifist time. Taco. Who have we got?
Alright. At number 10, we have Peacenik at level 55. Number 9, we have Angel at 58. Number 8, we have Xenokill. Ha. I get that. At 67. Number 7, we have Pacifister at 83.
What?
Number 6? Yeah, it's like, dang, wasn't he just 50-something last week?
He was 55 last week. What's going on?
Wow. That's awesome. Number 6, we have Breeza at 88. Number 5, we have Gentle Soul at 110. Number 4, we have Pacifist at 109. That's got to be Chris.
That's Chris.
Gets his names.
Yes.
Number 3, we have Silent Herber at 117. Number 2, we have Ferrisky at 119. Number 1, we have Nacelles, or Nacelles, whatever, at 120, and that is their the 8th max level pacifist. That is a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Cell is like all over the place. This is, you know, this is amazing. But congratulations to Cell on our 8th BFA max level pacifist. Who would have thunk it? Like, what's going on? The passies are just drum. So many. That's fantastic. And look at Fair. I know she was saying that she was having some net issues, so I think
I was waiting for it.
I know.
I check
I know.
The page. I'm like, am I gonna have to do another one real?
I went to bed and going, okay, she's at 119, but I'm not sure how far. And I thought, about half a block. Oh, okay. And I woke up and I was like, no, she hasn't dinged 120 yet. Okay, all right. And then she said, yes, yeah, she's had a DC on a taxi, so she's lag issues, so she's leaving it for the moment, waiting for cooking tomorrow. Absolutely. Fair, we want you to get there safely, so that is the way to do it. But again, congratulations to Cell on 120 on his passy. Amazing, well done. Alrighty, Niecy, what have we got with the tins?
Okay, so for tins, we only have a couple this week, 3 to be exact. So 3rd, we have Taylin at 35. 2nd, we have Ferrisky, at 107. And 1st, we have Ferrataly at 112. And let's keep it going and roll right into the greens. So we have in 10th, Serif at 69. Feralissa at 73 in 9th place. 8th, we have Zaya Gitatara at 74. Seventh, we have Lano Green at 82. Sixth, we have Green Dwarf at 83, but R.I.P.
Ow.
Fifth, yep. We have Tamira at 86. Fourth, we have Greet T.W. 99 R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Third, we have Fairy Hope at 103. Second, we have Crones at 113, but R.I.P.
Yeah.
And first, we have Ferriferv Day. I butchered the heck out of that, and I'm sorry, at 113.
Well done. And again, commiserations. Quite a few greens there, guys. And look at those numbers again. Amazing effort, mm-hmm. though. Sometimes just rough week. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Working man, Taco, what do we got?
All right. For number 10, we have Working Rora at 24. Number 9, we have Work Ken or Workin, I guess, at 24. Number 8, Glindix, 28, RIP. And number 7, Fairy Work at 36. Number 6, Zaya Winna at 37. I love this one. Number 5, Not Nisi at 40. Number 4, Blue Lita? Lite? Not sure. At 42.
Yeah.
Number 3, Celtic. I wonder who that is.
Mm-hmm.
At 67. Number 2, Ferrarona at 86. And number 1, Zaya Wolock at 93 RIP.
Yeah, damn, guys. Again, look at those. 93 ROP. Ouch. Zaya, so sorry. But you can see he's off and running again because he's already got a 37. So that is amazing. Completely forgot I did play my working man this week. Don't know, obviously. So, yay. she's still going, which is good. I think it's the highest level working man. I normally kill him around about 35, so yay, that's good. But again, well done everyone on there. All right, teams wise, let's have a look. So Iron Teams, we have got a number 2 this week. Against all odds, hit 71, but RIP Rude had said that there was a green that got equipped. So, oh, damn, guys. That's awesome effort. Awesome effort, though. 71. Wanima and Rud, honestly, well done. You will start again. Absolutely. So, commiserations. I think we all have, you know what that feeling's like. So, you keep going. Keep going. That's the way to do it. And at number 1 this week, which I was quite happy to see this team, is back playing and leveling. That's Light and Lightning. They hit 88 this week. So whoever's in that team, welcome back. They are busy. Looks like they're busy leveling again.
Say, that's another Winima. And it looks like Brad's saying Brian's the other team member.
Well done, guys. Because they got a level this week, which is fantastic. It's good to see. So congratulations on that. Now, Blood Teams, there has been none this week that showed up on my list. So again.
Sniffle.
Hang on, let me get my pointy finger right. Anyone looking for a team? See this person down below right here, Taco likes the team. So definitely Blood Team, she loves to do those too. So I was gonna say check her out, but really, I mean, you know, get in contact with Taco. Sorry, Taco, words are hard.
Taco in the Wild Challenges Discord.
Yes, exactly. We'll give all the places you can find her shortly. All right, now, green teams. There was a green team this week, and that was Bridge 4. Hit 21. So congratulations to the green team. And yeah, so looking at that list, guys, rough week right across the board. Commiserations to anyone who lost teams, whether it was through deaths, whether it was through equipping the wrong things, potions. There was many things this week, and we know it's rough to lose a turn, but for those of you that get right on back on the horse, so to speak, well done and good luck to everyone again this week. All right, let us get to one of my most favorite little bumpers we have is this one. Let's play it.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
Zort. Oh, awesome. All right, so it is that time. As we always like to start, we do like to start with this bumper. So here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, Taco, it's all yours. I haven't even seen it, so go for it.
That is my favorite part of being on here, is getting to read Azzy's puns, because I love puns. But from Azzy, did you hear about the magic tractor? It turned into a feed.
Okay.
Oh, Azzy.
Azzy,
why we love you so.
Thank you. Thanks, Azzy. Not gold, Azzy, but thank you. Next week, we'll...
Maybe some iron pyrite? Some
maybe what's between, like, copper and silver. Is there anything? Maybe. Not my best work. Thank you. Maybe copper. Yeah, it's... Yeah, Azzy, keep trying. Absolutely, keep trying. Now... Nisi.
Try hard taco spirit.
That's it. That is it. Bronze. Maybe bronze. Exactly. Taco. Nisi. Oh, words are hard. Sorry, my mouth is sore.
I know, they are.
Anyway, take this one.
We have some pearls of wisdom from Dave. Mm-hmm. He started sending them back in to us again.
Thank you, Dave.
So Dave has this to say. The grass may be greener on the other side, but at least you don't have to mow it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. I might need to find one of those, Taco. That is a good idea. Anyway, all right. Thank you both, Azzy and Dave. We do appreciate it. We do like to hear them. A bit of fun. And please keep them coming. We do appreciate it. So thank you guys very much. Alrighty. Now, this is from Stir, and he says it's more of a PSA, really, than a question. So lately, the Stormwind boat to anywhere has either randomly dropped him off in another zone, like linked to Hillsbrad, or DC'd, leaving him in the middle of the sea with a fatigue bar counting down. Okay, so he says, no more boats for me. So I'm not sure if you guys are having a same similar issue, but please be very careful. Farrah had mentioned she had some issues with DC'ing with flight paths earlier. We know things have been wonky and a bit unstable at times on Blizzard side, obviously, as well as, you know, our own internet at times. But Blizzard side, there certainly has been a little bit of hiccups on stuff. So please be careful.
Not exactly laggy, but maybe stuttery at times. At least off and on periodically for me, depending on what zone I'm in. Some zones are better than others, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
I've not had the boat thing happen for me. I was waiting for the boat to Northrend on a normal. And I know it felt like it was taking forever to show up. I thought I was going to have to log out and log back in, because sometimes the boats glitch for me where they don't show up, but they're there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not been left in the middle of the ocean, so make sure your hearthstones are on cooldown at the very least before hopping on a boat if you're going to risk it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's, you know, and again, sometimes things happen and you just, you know, you don't have time to react. Things within the game, Blizzard is obviously doing updates and things as stuff is live, and we mm-hmm. can't control that. So if you're finding things are unstable while you're on a challenge turn, probably the best thing is get somewhere safe, hearth back to an inn, where whatever it is, get off the toon until you find things have settled down. You know, go play a regular toon or go play maybe a challenge toon like a tin or something that you know, if you do die or if something happens that puts your toon in jeopardy, you're not going to be losing the toon, so to speak. So but
just give it a couple of hours,
yeah,
try again.
So again, and we know there's a lot of people out there obviously with the virus, and a lot of people are confined to being at home, so playing games. A lot more people seem to have come back to playing games, playing WoW. So maybe servers are a bit more fuller than what they previously were, so mm-hmm. things could be a little bit, you know, unstable in that kind of way. Just again, just be careful, guys. We know it's can be rough out there, so just try and stay as safe as you possibly can. Okay. All right. Other than those, and buy the goblin gliders. Again, cannot stress that enough. If you get enough money, go to the auction house, go and get yourself at least a couple to have on your toon, and hotkey them. Hotkey them to something that if something happens, you can hit that, you know, that goblin glider button, and at least hopefully get down to some sort of safety and stay alive. Okay, so that is, thank you, Fair. That is a very good tip. All right. Okay, any other questions? I don't think we've got, no, I think we're pretty good. All right. Anything else, girls? Any last minute bits and pieces you want to throw out?
I had a challenger tip of the week.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Happened to think about it earlier while we were talking about setting your bars up in the same basic setup for each of your characters. That's good. The next step to take it further is actually read your spells that you're putting in your oh shit places so you know what they do, and maybe test them out in a non oh shit moment.
Mm-hmm.
To see, you know, oh, okay, well, that doesn't let me do this, or that doesn't actually stop damage coming at me like I thought it did. So, you know, just have an idea of what they're gonna do so you're not running and hitting it and being like, why isn't this working? Because it's doing something else entirely that you weren't expecting it to do.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Absolutely. Alrighty. Okay, well, I think we can start to wrap things up. So, let's do the thank yous. Niecy, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. So, we would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. Without you, we would not be able to do this. You guys help us keep the lights on, and we greatly appreciate you.
We do.
So, that being said, we would like to thank Alejandris. I'm not going to say this right because my words have been bad today. Give me a second.
Say Azzy.
Yeah, we're just going to go with Azzy. Sorry. I was going to say it the right way, but I forgot how to say it, and oh well. Awesome Trousers, Buzz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fair, Frasley Sparks Fan, Gaston, Grand Nagus, Cave Vamp, Chris W, Lasan, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Misi, Return of the Mac, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tully Bardeen, Alminia, Winema, Zaya, and Zortz.
And again, thank you guys. It truly is appreciated. It helps to pay for the website and all of those kinds of things. Also contributes to prizes for contests and, you know, just little bits and pieces. So thank you to all of our Iron Elites. It is, you guys, without you, we wouldn't be here doing this. So thank you so much. And obviously to the community in a whole, we do appreciate everything what everyone does. So thank you all for your support, no matter whether it's small support or big support. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, from myself, I want to say from the admin team, which is Stirstone and myself, we want to thank all our wonderful mods for everything that they do every week. Thank you so much. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaire, and Zorts. Thank you, guys. You make my life, I know my life in particular, a lot more easier, saner, whatever words that make it. Thank you for the things that you do. So thank you so very much on that. To Alminia, from all of us, we would like to say thank you. Thank you for making the changes, for fixing all the bits and pieces for the website, and improving it. He is working constantly to make the website easier and working better for us. So, Alminia, thank you. Thank you for that. To everyone that is here in the chat room, to everyone that is home, again, for your support. Thank you, guys. Thank you for hanging out, for listening, for giving up a little bit of your time to be here and come support and listen to Taco and Nisi and myself. So thank you. Thank you for that. We love to see a lively chat room, which it's been lively today. So thank you, guys. Now, we will be back next week, which is Saturday, May 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will be doing another catch-up. I love catching up. We will be catching up with Rogue Slayer next week. So, again, looking forward to catch-ups are always interesting. So, looking forward to that. But, Taco, thank you so much for being here and for sharing with us. So can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact? Because, you know, Taco team with Taco, this is where you can find the people.
If I'm not on my stream, which is Fiesta Taco 1983, you can find me on Twitter at Cubs4340. Yes, I'm a Cub fan. You can also find me Cubs4341 at gmail.com. That's usually the easiest way to get a hold of me if I'm not online. But I'm also on the Discord, which I am Taco and then the number sign 2594.
Mm-hmm.
Taco is my name for everything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Unless it's Cubs.
Exactly. And look, if in doubt, if you can't find it, get in contact with us and we will point you in her direction, which is the main thing.
And if you're on Worm Rest Accord and you see somebody with the name that starts out OCAT, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Always do it. Always interesting to see what Taco's names are going to be. I love it when I get to see your names. So that is fantastic. All right. Now, where you can find us, don't forget, you can pop over to the wowchallenges.com website and you will find all of the information for the Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. As well as that, you can check out the episode if you want to download and listen to us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. For those of you that would like to contact me or contact the show, please send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
For those of you that aren't sick of dealing with me, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord. I'm just Nisi over there. And you can find me on Twitter at NisiBGN. And I also stream a couple of days a week on Twitch, and it's NisiBGN over there as well.
Yes, absolutely. All right, and if you want to find me, one of the easiest ways is Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LetaWow. And you can also check out Adventures in Azeroth that I do with Stone, normally once a month, which I think we're doing next week. So if you want to listen to Stone and I prattle on about WoW, as in not challenge tunes, that is where you will find us. Other than that, yeah, I thought I had something I needed to say in between this, but obviously it's completely gone because, you know, Leta didn't put it in the show notes, so she's forgotten. Anyway, Nisi, can you do the last thank yous, please?
Okay, we have two very important people to finish thanking. First one would be a big thank you to Mark Conan, who does that lovely intro. And you can find him on Twitter at MarkConanWow. We also need to thank Epic Insanity. He does our outro. So you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That is it. Thank you guys again. We love our intros and our outros. Alrighty. Well, I just have to say, first off, before final goodbyes, is it's Mother's Day over here. So happy Mother's Day to my mum in particular. I've already been up and seen her. She's happy. I gave her some books, so I think she's already started. So happy Mother's Day. Yes, happy Mother's Day. And again, Taco, thank you so much for the catch up. It's lovely to have a chat and see how you're going. Hopefully this week will be kinder to you, and if not, you've got your new PC that is going great guns, and I can't wait to see all the fun stuff that you get to do this week. So thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having
me. Oh, it's
I appreciate it.
Oh, it's not a problem. It's like, it's great when people say yes. So thank you. Thank you for that. All right, guys. Well, everyone, please, again, Nisi, thank you for helping me out this week. Chat room, thank you guys for hanging out. Everyone, please be safe out there. Stay at home. If you do not need to go out, please just stay at home. Other than that, be safe both in and out of game. And we will catch you next week. Don't forget, hang on, let me do it one more time. Here we are. This happens next week, people. There's the taser. Next week, my throat is just about gone. Next week, there will be a contest. Contest time. Alrighty. Okay, bye before I lose my voice. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Play teams.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.